What's happening at Nussbaum
this
week?
Okay, guys, so just to talk about meat a little bit. So last week we had tremendous success with our boxed chicken wings, which were marinated and par cooked. We really did nicely.
How tremendous was the success?
It was absolutely quantified. Oh, you want the numbers.
It's a Jewish radio station. No, we want the numbers. And profit and margins, we want the whole lot. Right.
Anyway, this week we are going to do boxed lamb ribs. So this is very nice.
They've clearly ordered a lot of boxes.
We've got to get rid of these boxes. This, yes. Absolutely.
So very into lamb lately.
So what's cool about this is that so lamb has to be cooked for a long period of time, unless it's like a loin chop or something like that. So what we do is we marinate the lamb overnight with a typical lamby kind of recipe: rosemary, lemon juice, garlic, that kind of herb. And then the following morning we put it into the oven for about 2.5 hours on a low temperature. So it's virtually cooked. It's not brown, but it's virtually cooked. We then add a special marinade to it, which softens it up, and then we put it in the box. So it's 149 rand per kilogram. So the raw price is 149 rand per kilo. So this you're getting cooked, marinated, and boxed at 149. And what's great about this is you can stick it in the oven, throw it in the bra, and you've got supper or lunch taken care of.
But not in the box.
Not in the box. I would remove the box before, just to be safe.
Yeah, I just think.
The vacuum packaging is questionable, but for sure the box, yes. Right.
So I actually was, I was out for dinner last night, and I had a lamb soup, which was just wonderful.
A
Moroccan lamb soup.
Delicious, yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know. I'm very into it. And that was my meal, because I didn't, I made the mistake before in ordering sort of that soup as a starter and then a main course. And I knew it would be a dreadful mistake. So I just ordered that as a meal. And it was incredible.
So what we started doing, especially in the summer when we bra more, on Friday night, even if it's just us, we'll get a massive lamb shoulder for the leftovers. And then what we'll do on Sunday is we'll take that leftover lamb shoulder, cut it up, and just throw it onto the bra for like 3-4 minutes.
Right.
And whatever fat is left, just burns out.
Right.
And you get the most delicious, soft, crispy lamb, which is awesome. Yeah.
Really, really unbelievable. Right. So give us that recipe, the special again.
So it is lamb ribs or lamb breast, marinated, spiced, par cooked. Comes in a very cool box as well, and it's 149 per kilo. Very quick and easy to bra or grill. It needs about 15, 20 minutes and it's done.
Brilliant.
Because I think actually lamb has to cook for about 14 hours at a very low temperature.
That's if you're cooking an entire lamb.
How do you fit a whole lamb into that
listen,
oven?
There's a saying that says you can never cook lamb long enough. Like you can cook lamb forever.
It's a kind of like 120 or something, and you cook it for 14 hours.
You could do it.
And it just falls off the bone.
You could. There are different places in South America that actually build a pit, and let lamb cook for 14, 16, 18 hours in a pit.
I think that's the way the Greeks do it. And those people know how to cook.
Yeah, they know how to cook lamb, for sure.
Well, speaking of which, Christos says, hi, in Jewish law, what is the criteria for yogurt consumption? I would really appreciate the input. Many thanks. So, as far as I understand, yogurt there shouldn't really be anything in yogurt that is not kosher, unless perhaps something is like rennet is used or something like that is used. There's more cheeses than yogurt.
Isn't life too short to eat yogurt?
Yogurt on lamb is not kosher.
Don't confuse us.
Unless it's vegan.
Right. So, Christos, many, many yogurts are kosher. There's no problem with it. The only question is if something has been put into the yogurt that might not be kosher. So, other than that, I don't think it's too problematic.
So, can I tell you an interesting thing about Limud this weekend where we were both at?
Yes.
30% of all people at Limud requested vegan food.
And yes, and 50% you said was vegetarian.
Were vegetarian.
Well, that says a lot about Limud, doesn't it? I'm not sure it says anything good, but
look, first of all, Gary Friedman's food was fantastic.
Yes,
this
yes.
We
unfortunately had to leave before the lunch, but I tell you, that lunch looked unbelievable. It was the bra. It just was incredible.
Even the Shabbos dinner with the pirogan and the soups, and there was an unbelievable chicken. No, his food was amazing. this weekend.
Well, in fact, I told our listeners about a terrible conversation that I had with you present when Baruch was. I walked up to Howard, who was chatting to Peter Crost and another person, just to say hello. And Howard told me about this interesting fact that 50% had ordered vegetarian and 30% vegan. And I said, "Oh, wow, that's incredibly disappointing." And this guy, who apparently is a vegan, looked at
and has run the Comrades 43 times.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Just pointing it out.
Yes.
Because he told us.
Right. No. He'll tell everybody who listens. So he says, really, what's wrong with vegans? Look at me and look at you. And what's the difference? I said, yo, you look old. So he says, no, well, you look like you're about to have a baby. And I was quite horrified.
And we said, look, you don't look so bad for 87. The mere fact that he was probably 50 is besides the point.
Yeah, so there we go. Vegans, you know, and people don't eat meat, they become very aggressive, I found.
We catered a wedding on Sunday night, and there were two vegans there. And we specifically got them vegan meals. And I went to the guy on the dance floor, and I said, just when you're ready to eat, let me know, and we'll sort you out. And he was so taken aback.
Yes.
That we had cared for the vegans. He was like, wow, this is amazing. I didn't think that carnivorous people could behave like this.
Yeah, because carnivorous people can be people too, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think you may be right. There is a level of aggression amongst vegans.
Well, first of all, they have to tell you that they're vegan, which is the first problem.
Of course, it's the same crowd that does CrossFit.
For sure. Absolutely right.
So yeah. I think if you're only allowed to tell someone one thing about yourself and you do CrossFit and vegan,
it must
be a very tough decision.
That's their version of hell. Yeah.
I think this would be a perfect opportunity to just mention to everyone that we've discussed it before, but the Beyond Burger product.
Yes.
Which is going crazy around the world, has landed.
Oh, finally.
I want to be your first customer.
With pleasure. We have the stock.
Yes.
Sitting in our freezer because it comes frozen. And within the next week, please God.
Oh, please will you let me know, because it's 100% vegetarian.
100% vegetarian. In fact, we've got separate frying pans as well to do it so that it's completely legit.
My daughter doesn't eat red meat. She eats chicken, not red meat. And, and I would love to
from a restaurant point of view.
For the listeners, it looks like meat. It tastes like meat. The texture's like meat. And it's got beetroot juice in, so it bleeds.
That's amazing. Absolutely.
And looks like are you selling the patty?
So we're raw? Starting off. We have got exclusivity for it, which is very cool.
Wow, amazing.
And we're starting
exclusivity for the country?
For the kosher market.
For the kosher market,
right.
Okay.
So if you want it kosher, it's going to be at us. We're going to be doing it at the Burger and Brew first, which is why we just need a week, because when you're dealing in fast food, you have to have the systems right so that people don't have to wait a million hours.
Right.
So we'll first test over the next week at the Burger and Brew. Once that's done, we will then sell the sausages, which is like more like a beef sausage in Vienna. And the hamburger patties at Nussbaum's as well.
It's a pity you just missed the 9 days, but there's always next year.
Yes, we tried, but it was stuck at the port.
Right. That is absolutely incredible. Well done. Well done to you.
So you were saying that at Limud, this person told you you looked like you were having a baby.
Yes. It was very rude.
I spoke.
Imagine if I was sensitive. Yeah.
I spoke, and this man walked up to me and said, you know, you speak so much better than you look.
You?
Whoop. Wow.
Wow.
Whenever people see me at the shop and say, you're the big brisket from Chai FM, I say, can't you see I have a face for Asia?
That is so rude. You sound better than you look.
You speak so much better than you look.
Ooh. Wow. I don't know. I think maybe there's a little bit of sensitivity training that is needed. All right. Time is 8:26. Baruch, before I let you go, just to go through that special one more time.
So it's lamb ribs, par-cooked, marinated, spiced, absolutely delicious, soft, very quick to cook, and it's $1.49 per kilo.
All right. Thank you. It's Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum's.